All right, everyone, so we're diving into financial literacy today.
And let me tell you, this document, financialliteracy.pdf.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's incredibly thorough.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. But
it's a lot to unpack.
It is. It is.
It's all we're here for.
We're going to pull out the most important actionable stuff.
The things that you can actually use.
Exactly.
So that you don't just end up with a headache.
Because the goal here is really to move beyond just defining financial literacy.
You know, it's really about helping you develop like a healthy relationship with your money.
Which I think is something, I mean, I think we all struggle with.
Like this document, it really emphasizes that financial literacy is a critical life skill.
It helps you make better decisions and you can, you know, take control of your future. It's that taking control part that I think trips me up sometimes. It's like, how do you move past just knowing what to do,
right,
and actually feeling empowered to do it?
Well, then that's where this idea of like a money mindset comes in.
It's really interesting how much our beliefs about money,
like the ones we don't even realize we have,
can influence our financial decisions.
You mean like whether we see money as a source of stress or like a tool?
Exactly. Like the document talks about cultivating a growth mindset around finances.
And recognizing that it's not about being good or bad with money.
It's about learning and adapting.
So it's less about like beating yourself up for past mistakes.
And more about approaching your finances kind of like with curiosity.
Exactly.
Trying to problem solve.
Think about, you know, how would it feel to just feel confident about your finances no matter what your situation is?
That's the kind of empowerment we're talking about.
It's not about being rich. It's about having the knowledge.
To navigate like the financial world confidently.
And make choices that, you know, align with your values.
Okay, so how does this money mindset idea
connect to like the actual nuts and bolts of managing money?
The budgeting, the saving, investing, all that stuff.
Well, the document lays out all those key components.
Like your essential financial toolkit.
The building blocks.
So you're not saying we need to become like Wall Street experts overnight.
No.
It's more about just understanding the basics.
You got it.
And you know what's really
the document actually shows a connection
between improved financial literacy and being less stressed about money?
Oh, absolutely.
Even just understanding my own cash flow better.
My stress levels went way down.
See, exactly.
And it's not even just about stress.
It's about your well-being overall.
When you're not constantly worried about money,
you have more mental space for other things.
That's huge.
But I feel like for a lot of people, just knowing where to begin,
that's the biggest hurdle.
You're right.
Taking that first step can feel daunting.
And that's where understanding your money scripts can be really helpful.
Like, what are those deeply ingrained beliefs that we've picked up about money?
Often without even realizing it.
Money scripts. Those are like those beliefs that we've...
Yes.
About money.
They're very deeply ingrained.
And we often don't even realize we have them.
Okay, so how do these money scripts actually like...
play out in the real world?
Sure.
Can you give us an example?
So say like you grew up with that belief that money doesn't grow on trees.
Or you have to work hard for every penny.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that one.
Right. And, you know, those sayings, they can encourage a good work ethic.
But they can also lead to this, like, scarcity mindset around money.
You mean, like, you're more likely to just hold on to your money.
Exactly.
Even if you can afford to, you know, maybe spend a little or invest it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or on the flip side, if you grew up believing that money is the root of all evil,
you might be subconsciously, like, sabotaging your own financial success.
That's crazy. Yeah. It really makes you think about how all that stuff from when we were kids.
It really affects us.
Totally.
So how do we start to change those money scripts?
The ones that aren't like really helping us.
Well, that's where that growth mindset that we were talking about comes in.
The document actually suggests a few exercises you can try.
One of them is just to be more aware
of your thoughts and feelings about money.
So like noticing when you're like, oh, I'll never be able to afford that.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, I'm just bad with money.
Yeah, just notice it when it comes up. Okay. And then once you're aware of those thoughts, you can try to, like...
challenge them and replace them with something more positive.
Okay, I see how this all connects now.
But let's get into some more concrete strategies.
The document mentions, like, a whole bunch.
Yeah, it does.
Is there anything that really stood out to you?
You know, one that really stood out to me, and I've seen this work with a lot of people,
is seeking professional advice.
Oh, so like talking to a financial advisor.
Yes, exactly.
I know that can sound kind of intimidating.
Especially if you're not already, you know, a financial whiz.
Yeah.
But it can be so valuable.
To have an expert kind of in your corner.
Like a coach for your money.
Exactly. And speaking of coaches,
the document also talks about the power of technology.
Navigating, you know, the world of personal finance.
Right. Use technology tools. We've all heard that one before.
But seriously, there are so many apps out there.
There are a ton.
All claiming to make it easier.
It can be hard to even know where to start.
For sure, it can be really overwhelming.
And I think the key is to find the tools that really
match your specific needs and goals.
So yeah, it's all about finding those tools that really work for you.
It is. And the best part is,
there's a tool for everything now.
Like, you've got budgeting apps. They'll track all your spending
and help you actually stick to your goals.
Right.
There's those micro investing platforms
that make it possible to invest,
even if you don't have a ton of money to throw around.
Yeah.
And then you've even got robo advisors
that'll basically create a whole investment portfolio
personalized just for you.
It's pretty amazing
how accessible all these tools and information are becoming.
It really is. And it makes me think of something
that the document touches on,
this idea of
accessibility and financial literacy.
Right. Because even with the best tools in the world,
there are still like systemic barriers.
Absolutely.
That make it harder for some people to really thrive financially.
Totally. And the document acknowledges that.
Things like income inequality.
Yep.
Lack of access to good education.
And biases in the financial system itself.
Those things can all create huge obstacles.
It's definitely a good reminder.
Financial literacy is just one piece of the puzzle.
Exactly.
And that's why the document emphasizes how important it is
for financial institutions and even policymakers
to help create a more level playing field.
Okay. So how would they go about doing that?
Well, they talk about things like expanding access to financial education programs,
making sure financial products and services are transparent,
and advocating for policies that address those systemic issues we were talking about.
That's great that they address those bigger issues.
But for our listeners at home, people who are like, all right,
I'm ready to make some moves.
What would you say is like the biggest takeaway?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is just to remember,
financial literacy is a journey.
Okay.
It's not about reaching some finish line.
It's about consistently making choices that make sense for you.
Choices that match up with your values and goals.
And everyone's journey is going to be a little different.
I love that.
It's not about being perfect.
Or knowing all the answers.
Not at all.
It's just about taking those small steps.
Exactly.
And moving forward.
And it's never too late to start.
Wherever you are on your journey,
there are always ways to learn and grow.
And start making better choices.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has. We've covered so much.
Our money mindset, practical strategies, even those big challenges out there.
It's been great diving into all of this with you.
Hopefully our listeners feel ready to take control of their finances.
Absolute.
Remember, folks, financial literacy.
It's an investment.
In yourself.
And your future. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go download one of those budgeting apps we talked about.